Vayter in Shas. We're in Bava Basadaf Kuf Mem, picking up on Kuf Lametes Amud Beis by the bottom of the page. We started a new mission. We said that if somebody dies, he leaves over sons and daughters that are not married. Then Bizman Shenechasim Merubim, when they have a lot of property, then what we do. And if it's Miut, then what we do. And we discussed what exactly it means that there's a lot of property or not a lot of property. Now, says the Gemara, that we had two different opinions over here. One opinion was that we said what's considered a lot, and that is enough that they can both be supported for 12 months. However, that is the first opinion that's going on. That's Amar Rabbi Yudam Rav. But when we said in front of Shmuel, he said that's Rabbi Gamliel by Rebbe. But the Chachamim say it has to be enough that both of them, until they become bogeris, right, until they get to the stage of 12 and a half of the girl. Vila kaleilu leilu shivgaru, says Gemara, and if there's not enough for both of the sons and the daughters to be supported until they get to that stage, beep, turn the page. Kuf mem. Shakli lehu banas lekulu. What do you want to say? The daughters get all of it? If that's where that we're defining it, what's going to come out from this is that if there's less than the amount that's needed to support the sons, right, is left over after the daughters is taken, then the sons don't get the extra stuff. Okay, well then, the right question is, why should the sons not be entitled to the excess that remains after the daughters have been taken care of? What it means is that in the case when there's not a lot, then we take from the estate the cost to support the daughters until they become mature. And the rest of it goes to the boys. Says the Rashbam, in that which it says, Vahai de katani yishalo psachim, that they have to go ask, you know, begging on the doors, Hainu mishiyot siyu osam vashar botsas mazonos. That's whatever is left over is used up. Mikan ve'elech, habonos shazunat shivgru vavvani mishalo psachim. Then they go and they start asking, begging. Says Gemara, Pshita meruba mismatu. Let's say that it was a lot in the beginning, but then it became less, right? When he died, the value was enough. The value of the estate was enough to be able to take care of the sons and the daughters until they become mature, until Bogaris. But then afterwards, you know, there was inflation and different presidential nominees and all that kind of stuff. And the value went up and the property went down and it can't support both of them. Then Kfar Zachu Behem Yarshin, then the din is that the Yarshim, the inheritors, they already acquired the property. Mu'atim v'nisrabu mai. But what happens in a case where it was not worth enough and then it became a lot? Taking it one step back, the Rashbam explains that what does it mean, kfar zachu behem yarshim, that they already were zochu in it? That means that bishas misa savim, when the father died, v'karina v'hu nechasim merubim v'yichu abanu schelkam amegim kfishuma, and they get, according to the evaluation, shoshas misa savim v'abanim yirshu chelkam, their yorish their chilek, shahayim amegim ba'osa shah, she come to them at that time. V'choma shechasim v'nechasim, v'chasim l'abanu, so l'abanim, kol echad kfichelka, everything goes down according to the chilek that's right for them. Mu'atim nisrabu, what happened over the time of death? It was worth not a lot. It was a very small amount. Says Rashbam, this rabbu, shehizum zonos, the value of food went down. Mahu mi mati ravcha lebanav yitul mutter mosar nechasim ha'odif mikdem zonos banos ach yivgru. Does the revach now go to the boys and they take the extra property according to the zonos of the daughters until they become a bogeris? Says Gemara, birshus yarshim kaimi. Right, do we say that even in this situation, the property that's set aside for the daughter's support remains in the reshus of the yarshim, meaning the sons, until it's actually given to the daughters? Therefore, went up in value when it was in their reshus. Or maybe they were moved from here. Maybe this part of the estate needed to support the daughters until they become mature. It's considered theirs immediately. And if it goes up in value relative to the food, then the increase goes to them. Tashima, the Amar of Asi, Amar of Yochanan. Yisom Shekadmu, Marchum, and Chasim Watim. Let's say you have Yisomim, and they go out quickly, and they act quickly, and they sell this property, which is when it's the Chasim Watim, and it's left over there before the court actually gives it to the daughters, whatever it is. that they're going to be getting over here. The boys go ahead and quickly, you know, shouldn't have done it, but they did it, and they sell their stuff. Masha machu machu. That's what they sold. They sold. It's a good sale. Kum tachais, they have the ability to sell it, means straight up that the stuff that's supposed to go to the daughters, and they still didn't do it, means that the sons still have ownership over it at the time, and therefore when you have mu'atim, and then it becomes more afterwards, then this newly created extra belongs particularly only to the sons. Fact the Gemara, Yosef, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Kamed, Rav Avo, Ve'kaboy Mine. Rabbi Yirmiyah sat in front of Rav Avo and he asked him, Almanuso Maushinis She Tema'it Binechasim. Throwing a little curveball into the question over here, it's not just sons and daughters, there's also a wife here, and she also gets supported until she gets married. So what's going to be the din in reference to the almana when it goes down? Does the claim of the widow of the almana reduce the property? Meaning, is the cost of supporting her subtracted from the estate when figuring out whether it's considered a lot or a little? Do we say that since she gets support, she reduces the total size of it? Do we say since she gets married, she doesn't get support anymore than Hashanami Lesla? Here also it's like she doesn't have anything. So, and if you want to say that since she gets married, if she were to get married, she doesn't have any support anymore from it, so there too right now, it doesn't look like it's like she doesn't have it, and therefore her claim does not reduce the size of the estate in regard to whether it's a lot or it's a little. Then what would be the case of Bas Ishto Maushit? That's not Tamait Benechasim. What's going to be the din? Whether that of his wife's daughter reduces the property. Right? We're talking about a case over here in which the guy married a woman, had a daughter from a previous marriage, and he said he's going to support her. So he died before the 5 years were up. He said he's going to support her for 5 years, died before that, and the Yerushim have to honor what he said he's going to do from the property of his estate, as if it's like anything that he owes. So I want to know whether we subtract the stepdaughter's claim when figuring out the estate is a lot or a little. Do we say even if she got married, the stepdaughter, she still support until the 5 years? Therefore, she reduces the amount of the property. Maybe if she were to die, she doesn't have any other claim. Therefore, she doesn't reduce it. What would be the case of a bal chov? If somebody goes in and he's owed money, the dead father has a debt, and it goes from this estate. Did we say that since he has a claim, even if he dies, it goes down, and you have to pay his yarshim? Maybe we say this is a property, it hasn't been collected, therefore he doesn't go ahead and bring it down in value, doesn't change it. Now, the Gemara, we don't answer it yet. We have another version of this. Some ask the other direction, right? In the opposite order that was brought over here. What's the din of a bal chov? Is my bechasim? Beep, turn the page. Kuf mem beis. Pasisha maushet is my bechasim. Amenasa maushet am bechasim. Now, says the next question. Amenasa bas ezem mehen kodemes. If you have his widow and a daughter, which one of them goes first? That is, the state only is enough to be able to go and support one of them. And both the rights of the almana and the daughter are equal over here. So, which one goes first? Amalei zil ha'idna v'tala malchar. He said, go away from here today and come back tomorrow. Kiyasa, when he came back the next day, Amalei shot me as chada, says you could at least forget one of your questions from the following. Amar b'aba, amar b'asi, asu almana itzel habas. Let's say, the chavim said that an almana, asu almana itzel habas, kebas itzel achim, hachin b'nechas muatim. They made a almana relative to the daughter, like the daughter and relative to the brothers in the case of when there's very little stuff. Ma basi tzalachim, just like the daughter by the brothers, habasi tzalachim, yishalah apsachim, that the girls get and the boys have to go out begging food. Half almana yitzalabas, almana yizonah shalabas, yishalah apsachim. So too by that, the almana wins out and the girl has to go asking by the doors, you know, by the, just to go like begging if she wants to get. Okay, now next part of the mission, we said Adman Omer B'shul Shani Zocher Ifsadati. He says, "No, I don't understand what's going on. Just because I'm a male, I'm going to lose out." Because the mission said, "Misha Misha Niach Banim Abanos B'zman Shenachasim Ruvim." When it's a lot, Abanim Misha Abanos Yizano. The Chasam Atam is a little bit, then Abanos Yizano Abanim Misha Lapsachim. And Adman said, "What? Because I'm a boy, I should lose out over here? What does that mean? My comment. What exactly is he saying? What's his what's he trying to ask? Amar Abai Halakam, this is what he's saying. Bishul Shani Zachar V'ro'oi Ani Lasuk B'Torah. If Sadati, because I'm a man, and therefore, you know, I could be steiging away. Therefore, I'm going to lose out over here. Since I'm steiging away over here, actually, I should get priority. So what happens? Amar Lei Rav, Rav says back to him, Elamiyata Man Da'asuk B'Torah Hu Diyaris. The lawsuit between lawyers, okay, it's according to what you're saying, that when you have two sons, the father has two sons, so the one who's steiging, he's the one who's going to be Yorish, but the one who's not steiging, he's not going to be Yorish? Obviously, it's not true. Right? There's no Kedima over here, so it doesn't make any sense. Hello, I'm a Rav Achim, is what he's saying. Because I'm a male, I'm a boy, and therefore I'm raw and fit to be Yorish in the case of when there's a lot. If Sadati Menachasim Otim, I'm going to lose out in the case where there's little over here. Right? When there's a lot of the estate, then the daughters still only get support until they become a chur. But when the males are the only ones that are your age, the entire, you know, the rest of the estate. Even if it's worth tons and tons. And that's where you find that's actually more chash of their claim, says the Rashbam. V'yafe kochi kenechasam ruvim shani yoresh akol feel mea mana v'ani v'ein l'nekeva kiim mizonos. Zok the next heilige mishnah. Hiniach banim ubanos a tumtum. Let's say this guy dies. He leaves back sons, daughters, and a tumtum. Right? We said that we don't know what it is until you tear it open. Right? So you don't know at the time of birth what's going on. And the Gemara says that Rashbam says Atuminu Nikar Bar Lila Zachus Lanakfus Vesafik Zachus Sufik Nekevahu Veikal Madamar Nami Sufik Beria Hu VeDochenoso VeEin Lo Lo Kazachul Nekevah. Some say it's like its own shtickle Torah. It's not like a male or a female. But when there's a lot, right, the sons inherit the state and the daughters are taken care of until they become bagrus, right, bogros. Right, in that case, the part of each son is going to be greater than that which the daughter is going to get. Hascharim dochen osol yitzan akevus. The male, the boys, can push the tumtum away with the females. Meaning the most that he can claim is I'm a nekeva because of a suffix here. Therefore, you put him into that category. Nechasim u'atim, but if only a very little bit over here, where the daughters are going to be supported until they get older and the sons have to go out knocking on doors. In such a case, and the portion each daughter gets is greater than one of each of the sons are going to get. So then what happens? And nekeva is ochososo yitzaz charm. Then the women push him to be like a man. They say, like, why should we lose out from this thing over here? So therefore, he gets a yadol atachtona. How may I'm tailed ishtiz achar? Let's say a person, somebody whose wife says, if my wife gives, okay, again, if a guy says, if my wife gives birth to a boy, then yitel mana, he's going to get 100 zuz, right? It's going to give him a gift. Yolta zachar yitel mana. She gives birth to a boy, then yeah, now he gets a mana, gives him that mana, a nice gift over here. If it's not a boy, they're not. Nekeva Messiah. If the father says, I'm going to give, if Mary gives birth to a girl, give 200 to us, you'll then Nekeva tells Messiah. Im Zachar Mane, if Zachar Mane, Im Nekeva Messiah, we all to Zachar Nekeva, gives birth to both, then Zachar Notel Mane, Nekeva tells Messiah. You'll the Tumtum in a Notel. But if you give birth to a Tumtum, then he doesn't have to take anything. Im Amar Koma Shatel Edishi Yitol, whatever it is, my wife gives birth to is going to take whatever the amount is. Here's a yitol, the kid gets it. Vim ain sham yorish alahu. If he's only yorish, then yorish es hakol. He's going to inherit everything. That's talking about the tum tum over here, because either Zachar in the cave, there's no other kids, so he gets everything. It gets everything. Now, we ask, when we said that we push away this tum-tum, if there's boys and girls, we push away, and there's a lot of nechassim, they push away the tum-tum to the nekevas, right, to the daughters. Dochen osova shakel kabas, doesn't mean they push him away and he takes like a daughter. Hakatani seifa, but look at the end, that if he says that, if he says straight out that he's going to give a certain amount for a boy and a different amount for a girl, and yelda tum-tum in a nota, doesn't have to give anything. So it seems like it's not considered like a girl. What it means is that they push him away, he doesn't get anything. He push him away, he does have something, and that is of a daughter. If it goes according to Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, says that the tumtum is its own category, neither male nor female. If she gave birth to a tumtum or a jogonus, tumtum is covered over, and jogonus said they're both genders there. In kedusha chal aleihem, that there's no kedusha that falls upon them. It's not considered like a bachor over here because it's got to be clear exactly what it is. And also, the owner consecrating the baby as an ola doesn't take effect because it has to be the fact that it's a male, and we don't know, right? We don't. Therefore, there's no kedusha here. Makes faith fact the gemara tumtum yorish keben. We say tumtum yorish keben v'nisu kabas. It gets supported like a daughter. So we're talking about here the case of a guy who dies and he leaves over sons and daughters and a tumtum. And the paskins, the Bresa says that sometimes he's like a son, sometimes he's considered like a daughter. Bishlam Rava makes sense going to Rava, who says the first part of the Mishnah is saying that the tumtum is unclear. Because you could say Yorish Keben bin Nechasim Watim. He's like the son when it's Nechasim Watim, because he's pushed to the daughter, Nizum Kebas, Nechasim Rubim. It's like the daughter when they have a lot of stuff. Beep, right? Because the girl's pushing to the boy when there's not a lot, and the boy's pushing to the girl when there is a lot. Beep, turn the page, go from Mimala from the base. Elal Abaye, according to Abaye, who says our Mishnah, he's talking about a tumtum is its own category, my Nizum Kebas. What does the Bryce mean when it says he gets supported like a daughter? Frankly, Marv with back at that. Fully to make it according to you. La Rava my Yorish Keben. According to Rava, what does the Bryce mean when it says he inherits like a son? Ela Ro'oi Li Rosh Ve'enlo. What it means is that he's fit to inherit, but he doesn't really actually have anything. Hachanami Ro'oi Lizon Ve'enlo. It means that he's Ro'oi to be supported. They're supported like a daughter. It means he's fit to be supported, but doesn't actually get anything. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.